A gwni co, a was to colwyd yr un tyg palia ag yn tronona. Er mae hyn hyn ag sy'n sam y fan ceilio saifin, ffer yn ffyr cyn ffwl sy'n rwfiliwg. Go oras yn hwgtron o wyt cwyn y wytr yn y hir yn hwn hyddiw troch o hoc dar ai, is to sŵl am gywyl sy'n byg fwynt y tian a ffas o gwrt gyda oras yn hwgtron. May I just say how welcome you all are, and on my own behalf, as I've just said, and on behalf of Sabina, may I say how pleased I am that this particular community is gathered in such numbers. We give all of the different garden parties, of which this is the last one of 2024, different theme names. And this evening is entitled Where Musical Inspiration Meets Creativity in Local Radio. And we are so pleased, as Niall have just said, you have joined us, this community of music and song and sound and radio from all parts of the country. So whether you're a musician or a music lover or from any part of expression of that good energy, much talk of energy, that good energy of the world, which is, of course, the making of music and song and their transmission throughout the world. So may I begin by thanking Niall Stokes from Hot Press, indeed a magazine for which I wrote a regular column between 1982 and 1992. It functioned as a kind of moral and intellectual diary, but I was very pleased, and I will always be indebted to Niall and the staff of Hot Press for enabling me to put things on record that might never have been said, things we might have lost, conflicts, good and bad around the world, about which people came to know and inform themselves, entirely due to Hot Press as the wonderful magazine that it is. And I was honored to be part of that. I remember the shock when I got the invitation from Niall Stokes first. And I was down in Cork doing a gig, and I got half a dozen copies of Inni Me and more of Rolling Stone, and I had them all spread out on the bed. And I said, what does a person like me have to say? And it was a wonderful, magnificent relationship. And it's not accidental that Niall is doing all of these things now, because many years later, when he was chairman of the Independent and Radio Broadcasting Corporation, he was just a splendid appointment. I just want to thank him and all of the staff. I remember the people going in and out in those different times as technology developed, for his passionate work over the years in promoting Irish music. And he in particular is due thanks for organising today's concert and for his continued involvement with Irish Music Month, which, as you have heard, which this year takes place in September. You have already heard, it is the third year that Irish Music Month will run. It is an initiative, and this is to their eternal credit, backed by 21 local radio stations from all over the country working with Hot Press. And it was and is an initiative that I have to their credit too, taken on with imagination and energy by Commission and a man, agus ahasarum gul rúnar dal tónal is a fhan cair air in lin tránon. I think Commissioner Mann has given the project his every support, and it has been such a great success, demonstrating as it does how strong and varied and just how extraordinarily rich our musical talent is in Ireland right now. And I do want to take the opportunity of welcoming all of you present this evening from whichever various local radio stations around the country. Tá radio áit seol fíor hábhacht ag saol muinte na tíre is gama meil siad ag creilu ag ciliúre na héas súile, nó beidir ag caint le céile faoi cúrsaí brúnach. local and community radio stations are providing a unique social benefit to the community in all of the diversity and experience of those communities, allowing for the community in times of celebration or in times of shared sorrow to talk to each other, as was once the finest definition of broadcasting, a community talking to each other. And I think the output of each station is able to reflect a sense of place and the special needs of its listenership. So therefore it has a character, if you like, that is beyond special interests, and the support of all the radio stations for the Irish language, the arts, Irish music, local community groups is invaluable. And I have to say that those who come from abroad and hear it reflect on how the standard of programming is so often exceptional, especially considering the tight and narrow budgets that are available. I want to acknowledge the present here with us this evening and thank him for being all his work, John Purcell of KCLR-FM, who is chair of the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. John Purcell has been a real champion of Irish Music Month and indeed of the public service aspect of what independent radio stations all over Ireland do and take on as their responsibilities. In addition to the thousands employed throughout the country in radio, as well as the thousands who volunteer in community radio, more than 13,000 people are directly employed in the wider music industry itself, making it, beyond its central cultural role, and it has that, and social value, a significant contributor to Ireland's economic well-being and income. Ireland's music sector is valued at around $1 billion annually to the economy. This evening we take the opportunity to recognise and to celebrate the many different groups, organisations and citizens in their different capacity who through the generations have contributed so much and are continuing to do so to making and delivering Irish music, whether their contribution be as musicians, songwriters, singers, composers, or the many who work in the wider music sector, including an Irish radio. The love of and enthusiasm for sharing Irish music and song has become so deeply ingrained in Irish culture, means that it is for us, and it is of us, but yet it is of the world. The importance and respect that we give to our songwriting and our music, our willingness to extend the ability to use the tools and techniques of melody, harmony, lyrics and form that lie behind so many great songs and pieces of music is a defining, indomitable, and perhaps in my view, one of the most important features of our Irishness. It represents our best instincts of soul and mind and body. And while songwriting and the playing of musical instruments have techniques that can be learned, yet beyond such skills that enable the bringing into being and performing of new music, music can so often also be the result of a certain intangible alchemy, a magic that stirs the heart as well as the head. And we are so fortunate in that respect then to have so many gifted musicians, singers and songwriters in this country. And I welcome all of you who have been able to be with us this evening. And all of us gathered here this evening are fortunate that so many of that talented community to which I make reference have agreed to perform here this evening. Mhuíochas slub, I thank them for being with us, sharing their craft and providing us with memorable music. Like many other sectors, music has been impacted in recent years as a result not just of the technological change that Niall has mentioned. For example, as a result of the COVID pandemic, artists and cultural practitioners in particular were impacted most severely, lost opportunities for performance, concerts and festivals forgone. And of course we recall the many artists we lost so tragically, whom we remember this evening with great fondness. We have lost so many of the most cherished and influential members of the Irish music community in recent years, and in the past 12 months, it has been particularly tragic in this regard, with the passing of Sinéad O'Connor, Christy Dignam, Mark Sheehan, Charlie Lennon, Shane McGowan, so many more. I'm so delighted that Shane's wife, Victoria Mary Clark, has been able to be with us this evening for Jerome. But the influence of all those artists' lost lives on it, they live on in a new generation of musicians. Many were influenced by those great artists. And drew on and are drawing on the influences and experiences of their own personal creativity, circumstances and perspectives. And they continue the work of pushing the boundaries of what Irish music can be. I do want to thank especially this evening's artists for giving us the gifts of their performance. The Celtic Hot Club, you've been listening to, Negro Impacto, Brad Heidi, Susan O'Neill, Abby, Koulibaly, Shopsy, Ham Sandwich, Gavin James, and Dermot Kennedy. May I offer a special thanks to Tricia Nua Archer for agreeing to be today's MC. And I do pay special thanks again for all through these garden parties to Philip Sweeney, Joe Bean, and the crew from Arcana for the superb sound that they've made possible in facilitating our performers and musicians throughout this year's garden party season. And they do so with such expertise. Today wouldn't have been possible without the efforts of so many. The staff at Horus and Uthron, this is our final garden party, but at all of them, they make it all possible with cheerfulness and skill and competence. And they have worked tirelessly to make sure that this, our last one, would be, for this year, Dublin Lit Year, would be such a success and so enjoyable. I thank them as well as all our friends in John O'Cods, the Gardaí, Civil Defence, colleagues in all their different ways in making today such a joyful, happy occasion for us all. So, Marfacla Square, when Chiara Vossum Cule, and I thank you all again, Movuikas Liv, as Velian. Tranona for on Quirum Kyol specials, that's a Quirum Kyol on Octra of Wikisleep. Bye bye.